Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. One of my favorite cuisines in the world is Indian cooking. And here in Maryland, we are twice fortunate. Not only does our region produce a full market basket of appropriate ingredients, but there are also a lot of ethnic Indian folks around who know a thing or two about curry. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino of Scola Restaurant, allow me to introduce to you Radhika Suli from the Veranda Restaurant down there on the Avenue in Hamden.
Yeah, very exciting. Yeah, great to have you. And this is something that I've become fascinated by lately is Indian cuisine. And I don't have to admit my ignorance about not knowing enough about it. So I'm very excited to listen to what you have to tell us.
Thank you for having me.
Of course.
One thing is that I think we've got just about most of what you need to do Indian cooking growing right here in Maryland.
Yes, yes. I've been very fortunate because I wasn't a cook when I first came here, and I was happy to see ingredients I was familiar with.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, there were a few new ingredients which worked very on the same kind of principle that I would use with familiar stuff. So it worked well, and I'm enjoying cooking here.
So what are the things that we have that you like really like to cook with?
The newer things would be, I really enjoy asparagus and broccoli, which I was not aware of.
Okay.
So my equivalent was green beans and cauliflower.
Sure,
and
sure.
I cook these two exactly the same, so they're very Indian in the way I cook it.
Interesting.
Again, squashes, same thing, I enjoy them.
Uh-huh.
We have pumpkin back there, but I hadn't seen butternut squash, for example, or zucchinis.
Oh,
and,
all right.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, we have a lot of squash growing here and huge variety of squash, which should be interesting. Can you tell us a few of the characteristics of Indian cuisine?
I think the biggest strength is the spices.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They can add a lot of flavor without adding calories.
Yeah.
And I have, over just cooking over the years, realized addition or elimination of a particular spice in a dish can create just a whole variety of flavors. And holding back, I think, is very key.
Uh-huh. What are the major ones that you'll use?
The ones I like to use are cumin, coriander, turmeric.
Yep.
And I also use that with a lot of fresh herbs, garlic, ginger, cilantro, mint.
Uh-huh.
And that's my style.
The way that I understand it is that the purpose of a curry is to create a sauce, first of all, what we would call a sauce, by taking oil, and it's not olive oil, it's usually peanut oil or canola oil.
Yes.
And adding the spices, and the oil releases the flavors. Do I have it right?
I think yes, you do. Also, curry is not necessarily just one ingredient. We use the word generically for gravy or sauce.
Right, right.
So that's something was new to me when people would say, does this have curry? And I'm thinking, no, this is curry.
This is curry, right. Yeah. And then grinding them fresh?
Depends. Each preparation gives a different outcome.
Okay.
For example, let's say cumin.
Yeah.
I use them as seeds in the oil to temper it, or mildly roast it and crush it gently, or a fine powder. And each three of them will give you a whole different level of...
I love it.
Yeah.
Well, one thing that I think is really great about Indian cooking is the vegetables are the whole focus of it, which is great for people who are trying to eat vegetarian and watch their weight and everything. I'm going to ask you for a couple recipes that you can give us, and we'll put those on the website.
Would love to.
And let people try it out. We're lucky to be here in Maryland.
Thank you
very much, Radhika.
Thank you.
It's been our pleasure. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.